This week on The Droids, we talk about The Mandalorian Season 2 casting rumors, a little bit of a check-in on how all the droids are doing, as well as listener emails, reviews, talking all about that, and oh so much more this week on The Droids.
Wait, hold on, I'm going to snap. Chris, I wasn't recording. All right, and now 1, 2, 3, we can make sounds.
No, wait, we just got to go back. Welcome back to The Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. Along Chris, Ryan, and Sam, I am Mike, and we're back to talk about the Mandalorian Season 2 rumors. Obviously, production has halted on everything, but that doesn't mean the rumor mill has ended. There's conversations about who's going to be in Season 2, what the direction of that show may be, or are we getting another series outside of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus focused on another Star Wars character? So much to talk about with that. We are going to return to our part 4 of our breakdown of Duel of the Fates. We have that scheduled for next week on the podcast. We just had to take care of some other business here as everything else is going on. But before we get all that, let's
Sam
do a little
check-in. Sam has bitten through his bottom lip.
Yeah, this is difficult for Sam. The
this
lack
is maybe
of continuity.
The third time we've said that show is coming.
Well, actually, I think we did part 3 last week, so, you know, we got it in there.
I mean, I want to know,
once we get through the litigation.
Do our listeners share my level of OCD that as a podcast, like, obsessed individual, I download massive swaths of podcasts I haven't listened to all at once in order, and whenever there are multi-part series that have other things interjected, and I have to then hunt around and like try and read titles of episodes. Am I alone?
Massive
am I alone?
Swaths. So when everybody goes to the grocery store and they can't find any podcasts on the shelves, it's because Sam's hoarding them.
He's hoarding the massive swaths.
Yeah.
No, I never mind the things are out of order. I mean, if I'm looking forward to it, which, you know, maybe people are.
Well, that's
looking
the thing.
Looking forward to our Duel of the Fates part 4. Maybe
I
they
think
are.
we're doing a little theatrics here. We're building suspense.
Here's the thing. First off, from all the droids, we hope everybody's staying safe and healthy out there. During the quarantine lockdown time, I think it's more that there's a lot of time to fill. So, you know, keep people's excitement up for the Duel of the Fates part 4.
Also, yeah. I do want to thank you guys for all getting together in person in this park today.
No, Sam. Sam, that's not us. Sam, that's not us.
Huh?
Oh, no. Sam, those were 3 bears.
We forgot a mic, so I just climbed up here on Chris's lap. And
we're shouting.
Easy mistake.
To our listeners, we're actually right by your ears screaming
at
you.
So I'll work the pedals and you could steer.
And if we want to see an R-rated movie, we'll stand on each other's shoulders and wear a big trench coat.
Yeah, they won't. We're both, you guys can't see us, but we're both very young looking.
What's a movie? Where do you go see a movie?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, where are you
sneaking
in?
Well, we put on the trench coat and we go outside, then we get there and it's closed.
Has anybody else thought about breaking in a theater? You know, I mean, you've got free reign right now.
Yes.
I did actually see an article.
I'll tell you who my first suspect will be.
I did see an article about a museum that closed, and like 2 days later, a Van Gogh was stolen from inside the museum because people knew that like the museum was closed and the guards were all at home because of the quarantine. So somebody I was like, oh man, it's open season for art thieves.
You know, speaking of suspects, I'm pinning this on Pierce Brosnan. Let's just be honest.
Exactly. I wonder where
I was led to believe there was always one portly security guard spinning a flashlight.
Exactly.
I think that is still his. There. I think that the Thomas Crown Affair is probably his second or third best Bond movie.
I like that. I'm still trying to figure out how he folds that painting. I think the the thing is, as long as you don't go in the light of the security guard, then you won't get caught. I was just going to say, I wonder where it Van went.
Hmm. Wait, what was that a callback to?
the Van Gogh painting.
Nailed it. Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go.
We'll put that, we'll cut that.
And back in.
So how are you guys doing? How is everybody holding up?
You know,
hanging in
one
there.
One day at a time.
Hanging in there is the phrase that gets thrown around a lot.
I'm kind of wishing, you know, if anything, we could just freeze ourselves in carbonite until this is over.
Oh, that would be nice.
Freeze our what?
we don't know that much about Star Wars.
By the way, I'm
running out of room in my freezer.
I am,
if you know what I mean,
making my way through Clone Wars. I'm in season 3. I've still got a long way to go.
Sure.
But the Clone Wars obviously happens before the original trilogy. We know that. That's after Attack of the Clones, before Revenge of the Sith. There is an episode.
You want heavy-duty Star Wars analysis. You came to the right place. The Clone Wars clearly takes place before.
You know, Ryan, if you let me get to my point, there'll be a reason why I called that out.
Please do.
There's a mission where they go to rescue someone from a prison. One of the other Jedi Masters that's been imprisoned on a planet. They freeze all themselves in carbonite to sneak their way onto the planet and not be detected on a ship. Now, we're led to believe in The Empire Strikes Back that this is the first time they have ever tested freezing someone in carbonite. Now, Anakin is on that mission where he was frozen in carbonite.
Well, so Anakin is a little different. Maybe one day he's like, "Hey, I have this idea," and everyone's like, "You already made it. They already did it." And he's like, "I have an idea."
He specifically says, though, he doesn't know if it'll work, right?
Exactly.
Well, here's something we can do, Mike. We can cut off your legs and one of your arms and burn you alive and see if you remember everything you did before.
Sam is standing above Mike right now. That is true.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Sam has an 8-foot sword.
Was that a little dark?
Sam has an 8-foot sword because he wants to be safe.
Oh, that's right. That's good. It has been disinfected.
It had to only be a 6-foot sword, but out of an abundance of caution, Sam said, "Give me 2 more feet on that guy."
I think I'm going to reach out to the story group and pose this question. I think it's a worthy question to ask, you know, because it's not like there are enough people online. You know, tweeting at Matt Martin asking him for plot holes and the reason something's canon or is it not canon. So let me just add to that entire
I think that's fair.
Force that's getting
to you, our listeners. If you have reasons or explanations, please let us know. You can email us droidspod@gmail.com, tweet us @droidspod, Instagram us @droidspod, follow us on YouTube. Watch Ryan's playthrough of Jedi Fallen Order.
We can stop.
Nope. Pushing this thing to the end, man. You got...
Ryan, do a replay.
Yeah, do a replay.
That might be the time.
Yeah, see if you can beat your time. We've got a lot of free time on our hands.
I'm going to start a speed run of Jedi Fallen Order. I think I'm going to come in around 9 hours.
But, So hit us up with your explanations. If Vader knew about, or Anakin knew about, carbonite freezing, why was he being so coy?
Do you think that's what he was being, coy?
Yeah, I think he was like, I don't know if it's
They were like,
work.
Will it work? And he was like, maybe.
Yeah, they said, I'm a genius. Look what I invented.
His concern about his son not being ready for the journey to the Emperor, it was all just a ruse.
Yeah, somebody told him he couldn't make it.
Oh, right. They were testing it on Han to see if it would work on Luke.
That's
right?
the entire construct of it. That's why this Clone Wars episode really gnawing at my jaw.
Or maybe he had it.
Hey, this is a family pod.
Wait a second. Oh, boy.
I kind of paused Clone Wars just not intentionally, not for any reason. Like, while we're all working remotely, my work has been particularly crazy. I think I know a lot of
people. Is it because your dad's not caught up?
I'm almost there. I watched one episode last week.
I am living at home with my parents. I don't know if that's on record for the pod. Thanks, Ryan.
I thought you mentioned it last time.
I probably did. I can't remember.
It's canon. It's canon.
But I did start watching. The Rival Space series. I started watching Picard. Derailed my watch through, but I'm up about halfway through season 5. And Mike, I gotta tell you, that's a great pull. There's definitely gonna be a few more like head scratchers in terms of like canon. Mm-hmm. But my God, I just think the Clone Wars keeps getting better and better. I'm so excited to get caught up and get to like where we're at today.
Yeah.
One of these days when I have a lot of time, I'm going to sit down and watch The Clone Wars.
I think it has put in stark contrast everybody who said, if only I had the time, all the things I would do. And here we are.
Yeah, as soon as I finish my novel.
I started just watching the new episodes, just regardless. And there are the little recaps give some big spoilers. So I'm like, oh, man. But
well, Chris, right. I'm kind of curious, maybe not necessarily plot points, but what have you thought about the overall production value
and what
they've done so far in the latest season?
It's looked really fantastic. I mean, I think they definitely have upped the game with the animation and just kind of the action sequences are like, that's like motion picture level action sequences they have now. And the quality of it is just top notch, sound effects wise and visually. I think it looks like they like definitely figured out over the last decade or so how to make these. And now they're like almost at like movie quality CG animation movies.
Wow. You know what I love is that they committed in the new ones to like Anakin's bad episode 3 hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everyone also. There is like an overall aging effect of everyone too. Some people have like some, there's like more lines in their face and like they're a little more battle worn, which is also a very cool detail. Because like a lot of times in cartoons, it's like the character looks the same no matter what time it is. But this actually shows a little bit of time elapsing and the world you can tell has changed a little bit too. So it's a very cool. Series ending season just to like see how it's elapsed time in that respect.
Also, when they do update animation, I feel like it's often like simplifying it. Like it's like, oh, they changed animation houses and made the line work like simpler.
Right.
Whereas this is like getting, you know, better. I think when I'm curious, I can't remember when it happens in the regular run of the original, you know, the first six seasons, but like they in season 5, you know, Anakin has like hair that is longer than when the series started, but shorter than where it is in this new season. Like, so they definitely updated the character models. And at some point, like in one of the episodes I watched recently, like a week or two ago, they had everybody was wearing their Jedi robes and like the robe animation was crazy good. And I was like, oh, I think they got a little bit of budget this season, you know, more than they had before.
Yeah.
So it's fun to like, it's fun to watch it get better and more, you know, more entertaining.
Sam, this leads me to believe that we're on our way to a sequel to your jacket segment, Robes.
Oh, baby. Especially during quarantine, we should be talking robes all the time. You're right.
Oh, I think this could be the rise of the robes.
You know, if we would have made that trip to Galaxy's Edge before we're all set in quarantine, I think I'd be wearing my Obi-Wan robes every day.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
My $800 Obi-Wan robes.
I got some old curtains. I'm gonna make.
Hey,
my
it
own.
Still might happen.
Well, Chris, you led us through all of the different channels that you can find us on social media. Also, don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. As we've been saying over the last few podcasts, you rate, you review us on iTunes. We will read your review, good or bad. Fortunately,
like
we've not set ourselves up for any problems yet because we've gotten some really nice reviews, and we thank you to everybody who's put out the reviews recently. But I think, you know, we're
stand
waiting.
By for our sobbing episode where we read all the negative reviews.
But we want to take a chance and read one of these reviews. As we said, we have to follow through on our promise. And as you know, on the droids, we never fall down on our promises. This is part 4 of our breakdown of the script of Duel of Fates. That's what he said. So this one is from Little Gray Bunny. This is a great review. It says, fun, clever, insightful. I listen to a lot of Star Wars podcasts. I started listening to The Droids You're Looking For after The Rise of Skywalker came out. I was so disappointed in The Rise of Skywalker that I sought out new Star Wars podcasts to fill my craving for more discussion about the movie's shortcomings and failings, which they delivered. And I have to say, I did the exact same thing. I was looking for a lot of other podcasts I wanted to listen to throughout this. I think we all did.
Mm-hmm.
Their conversations are informal but not meandering or repetitive. I mean, that's very nice of you to say. I don't know that I agree, but that's very nice.
Perspectives vary.
That is nice of you to say. I don't know if I agree, but
from a
nice
certain
of
point of view.
These guys are funny, which makes them fun to listen to. Like me, they care about the craft of filmmaking, especially character arc, story development, and continuity. They approach analysis of a script from a screenwriting and storytelling perspective, which I appreciate. They also seem to care about representation and female protagonists in Star Wars, which is something I also care about. Their discussions are clever and insightful, and they bring a great sense of humor to everything. That's what we're going for on this pod. So that just lifts all of us
that
in
means
these dark
a lot.
Times.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
The droids you're looking for have quickly become a favorite of my podcast rotation. It's not as deep or heavy on analysis as some of my other favorite Star Wars pods, but I love it because it's a fun and funny respite while also being clever and insightful. Little Gray Bunny, tip of our collective cat to you. Thank you so much.
That was such a wonderful
That means a lot.
And we hope that you tell the whole Bunny family about it.
Yeah.
And that's you sent that to us in a text this week. It was a real pick me up, you know, in a dark time. That was really so nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
And that's, as you said, Ryan, this is just something that makes us feel great. There will be a sobbing podcast at some point when someone comes through with a totally different
review. We'll read all the bad press.
Anyone who wants to provide a valley for this emotional peak.
We'll read you all the lawsuits that we've got.
Does anyone feel like the internet's gotten a little bit nicer recently? You know, people are just like, hey, I'm not putting it out there while things are so tough.
There's a little more cohesiveness.
I feel like I'm now asking for trouble, aren't I?
Hey, they mentioned being disappointed in the Rise of Skywalker. Well, we got a little piece of email here from our guy, Tony, who has some different opinions on The Rise of Skywalker. Tony writes to us. He says, "Hey, guys, I'm a little behind on the droids cast. I'm getting caught up, so I apologize. But I saw that you were talking about..."
We'll consider your apology.
"But I saw that you were talking about the Metachlorian idea. Here's why I love the idea of Metachlorians being the means of force sensitivity." This goes back to our Metachlorian debate a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. "The Star Wars movies start out with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So basically, the idea that this happened within our universe... So why aren't we force sensitive? Because a force sensitive symbiotic microorganism evolved in Star Wars galaxy, but not ours yet that we know of." Clever. "So for me, it helps me pretend that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away is true, even though I know it's probably not. It makes it plausible, which is kind of fun. P.S. The Rise of Skywalker doesn't suck, in my opinion. Tony." There you go.
Lots to digest there.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I'm trying
also,
to
don't know how much of it was Chris interjecting.
What was the email? What was Chris?
Yeah, we could all read it. No, I hear you, Tony. I think that is a fun way to look at it.
I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm also a midichlorian fan. Yeah. Like, I think that's cool.
Man, am I the only holdout on this pod?
Well, we had that whole discussion. Go back and listen to the discussion on said episode.
I think it's Mandalorian, Midichlorians, and More. That's the name of the episode.
We name episodes?
Yeah.
I know.
Thanks for that, Tony.
Tony, I want to say, thanks for the email. Also, just in terms of your closing remarks, you know, the movie doesn't suck in your opinion. That's awesome. And I still have not revisited it since the first time in theaters, because as we've said on the pod a bunch of times, it was a disappointment for me. But I've still got that sliver of hope that by the time I do get around and I'm craving a rewatch, I'm hoping that, you know, it's one of those scenarios where I've made it worse in my mind, and then I can enjoy it more, and I come to appreciate it, you know, like maybe some of the, like maybe I've come to appreciate some of the prequels or some of the other things that I didn't like as much. But the fact that, like, you know, I think we kind of covered it when we started talking about the behind the scenes material that they published, like, that it's, you know, a lot of love goes into this, a lot of hard work goes into making these movies. So while our opinion, you know, is, you know, we're out front with it, we kind of trashed the movie because we didn't like it. It's great. I'm like, there's obviously room for all opinions, you know,
no matter how wrong
you liked it. Yeah, no matter. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm joking. Tony, I want people to enjoy movies, and I'm glad you did.
I'm glad you liked The Rise of Skywalker. I'm glad that, you know, you liked Godfather Part 3, you know. I'm glad you love that what's the Ben Affleck J-Lo movie? Geely. I'm glad you loved Geely. I'm glad that Justice League was your favorite superhero movie.
Did anyone else see the HBO Max April Fool's joke?
No.
I thought we were putting a moratorium on
April Fool's jokes.
You would have thought so.
Yes.
It didn't happen.
I thought April
HBO
Fool's
Max
canceled.
Said they would release the Snyder cut of Justice League and even made a mock up poster.
Wow. Well, maybe it's not an April Fool's joke. I also saw going around that they were going to release...
I think releasing it will be the April Fool's
maybe
joke.
This is where I got fooled, but I saw that it was going around that they were going to release the original cuts on Disney Plus, but that was also probably from Cosmic Book News or
something. Well, Chris, you immediately sources. You texted that, and I was like, oh, so excited, and then I went to look for all the other resources I usually find online, and no one was talking about it, and I'm like, well... Don't have two sources, not our journalistic standards over here.
Check the spelling of news. There's two W's in that website.
Chris has been duped several times.
I can't get the CGI on those two characters in Avengers. I can't figure out what news is real.
Yeah, Chris still insists that Proxima Midnight was two people in a suit.
Well, thank you for that, Tony. And may the Force be with all of us.
Well, and so we thank Tony. We thank Little Gray Bunny. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. We will read your review. Email droidspod@gmail.com. Let us know, and we will obviously read those emails as well. We'd love to hear your thoughts on everything in the Star Wars Galactic Cinematic Universe. And with that in mind, The Mandalorian Season 2 was well underway in production. We saw Jon Favreau posting some pictures already from the set. They were... basically starting that before Season 1 even finished airing on Disney Plus, with it spreading out of the course of 8 different weeks and into December. And there was the release date planned for this October. That's unlikely now. I would be surprised if anything in the next 6 months that was supposed to come out that was still under production actually does come out. So we'll wait and see when The Mandalorian Season 2 does arrive. But two very prominent rumors, I think one probably in a much bigger role than the other. We'll start with the first one. The rumor that came from Slash Film, and we need to give credit where credit is due because Slash Film did break this news. Rosario Dawson is in talks to play Ahsoka Tano in a live-action version of Ahsoka, with her playing the entire role without Ashley Eckstein voicing the character. It would be Rosario Dawson, which I think makes sense, despite the fact that Eckstein has obviously made that character and built that character and been the voice. When you bring it to live action, to dub it over just would be incredibly strange. So,
especially when it's like Rosario Dawson.
You're not hiring Rosario Dawson to not speak.
She's like obviously an amazing actress, also like very famous. You can't. It'd be so like so strange.
It would be.
I missed that was even something that people were speculating about. I mean, that would be wild.
Well,
I
they did love, it with Darth Maul, but also, like, Ray Park is, you know, I mean, like, all respect to Ray Park. It's not like people would be like, that's not his voice.
Right.
That's not Toad from X-Men.
Well, and it also was what?
I forgot he was an
two
X-Men.
Lines of dialogue at the end of Solo. I mean, it's not like they were going to have it be an entire film done that way.
Solo 2.
Hey, there was recent news about Solo 2. John Kasdan, son of good old Larry Kasdan, came out and said that there are no plans for a Disney Plus series. And, you know, that hits me deep because I'd love to see a series.
I would love that as well. He's working on a Willow series, though, I believe, for Disney Plus.
And I think he also did a little bit on the new indie. But he said his work on that was done. Anyway, back to Rosario Dawson.
She's be a Solo too.
Obviously such an incredible actress. The other rumor that has come out of this is that they would be doing potentially a standalone Ahsoka series, and she's not part of The Mandalorian Season 2. It's actually a series about Ahsoka, and she's starring in that. I honestly kind of would prefer that, but mostly because I'm excited about more Mandalorian, but I'd be more excited about Ahsoka's story that seems to be expanding more lore rather than just individual adventures, which is great. It's awesome. But I want more to be built into the mythology.
If I'm not mistaken, Rosario Dawson was the fantasy casting for a long time, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge Rosario Dawson fan. This would be exciting regardless. But when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, fans have been asking for that forever. And in my, like, this choice does not annoy me that they listen to the fans on it, because, like, she's such a good choice for that role. Especially like an older, more mature one.
Yep.
Yeah, given some of the little bit of spoilers here, but given some things that happen in Rebels, I think there's a storyline there that would be amazing to see her portray.
Well, which is to again, spoiler alert right now for the end of Rebels. I don't think this is that bad a spoiler for you, Sam. Just the idea that people are talking about Sabine as a live action Sabine as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which Tia Sirkar is amazing. I wouldn't mind seeing her because she voiced Sabine, correct? So if she were to take that role, I'd love that.
And that's happening more on an episode of Arrow or the Flat. I don't know. So one of the Arrowverse things, Kevin Conroy played a multiverse version of Batman. It's the first time he's played a live action Batman after being the voice of Batman.
I'm sad I haven't seen
forever.
That. I need to see that. That's awesome.
Hey, man. There's time.
You can watch anything you want.
Maybe Lucasfilm should just kind of like let the canon thing kind of fade away and just let these kind of universe conundrums happen.
Let the canon thing fade away.
I'd love to have a larger conversation.
I just mean the full on everything has to be super interconnected. Just like let like how Star Wars was of old, where it's like. Other stuff can exist, and it doesn't have to impact the other stuff.
Here's a fun little anecdote. I played charades with Tia Sirkar once.
Wow.
Was she a lovely person?
She was very nice. She was in this movie, The Internship, with Vince Vaughn. Yes. I worked for this company, Movie Clips, and for promotion, we played charades. She was very, very nice.
That's awesome.
Vince
Vaughn was not there. As I say this isn't as interesting an anecdote as I thought it might be.
Did she give you a coin?
That's pretty cool.
She did not, unfortunately, give me a coin. But if you want to see it, go to YouTube and type in the internship movie charades.
Uh-oh.
And there it'll be.
All right. Look, we've talked about this enough on the pod about the coins. We do need to develop individual coins for each of us for the droids so that anytime we would meet someone in public who has heard of the droids podcast, we give them the coins, which means we only need to produce like three.
We each need to produce three to give to the other people in this podcast.
Look, there's economies of scale, Mike. We're gonna order a metric ton. Easy.
Speaking of stories that may not actually go anywhere, but I have to say, I did a podcast back in right out of college that was, and we all went to Penn State. It was focused on Penn State football. I was at a tailgate, and someone we didn't know heard our two voices from the pod, came up and said, "Are you Mike from Chicago and are you Mark from New York?" and recognized us from the pod. So it does happen, guys. And so let's get the coins made.
We're waiting for that Dude, moment in brighter days when the movie theaters are open that we'll be standing in line getting our popcorn and somebody will say, "Hey, are you Sam, Chris, Ryan, and Mike from the droids?"
Well, if we get
and them. Then we'll all go beep, boop, 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 and hand them our coins.
Interesting story. That's how Mike met his wife.
If we get in on it early enough, we could also be the currency of the new world.
Which, hold on. Again, thinking about all this and all these delays right now, and we can get to all the other Mandalorian news, but I do want to mention, with all this now time, remember when we talked about January would be when a new Star Wars film was announced, whether it was 2022, 2023. Kathleen Kennedy said Lucasfilm, January, that's when we're going to hear. That
but
never
even
happened.
Better, we got Project Luminous.
Yeah, we got Project Luminous. But none of that came to be. With this time currently where everyone's at home, I know it's harder maybe to work than being in person, especially if you're trying to brainstorm as a collective group. But with extra time, as this occurs, they should really be mapping out an entire series. They should be mapping out a long plan. They've got time. They don't need to rush anything into production. We should be getting the best version of whatever's next because they have the time. And I don't know if you all agree with that or these are such difficult times we're all in that's maybe too much to ask of people.
Right. Well, I mean, based on how those virtual sets and stuff that they're making, I hope they come out of this with a movie. Oh, May comes around and says, "Hey, we finished it," because we could have one person standing in a room and all the robotic cameras filmed the whole thing.
We just mailed a camera to Ewan and we said, "Do what you do."
Exactly.
No one knows Obi-Wan better than
you. It's incredible.
Was that Scottish?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to make sure so no one like really was offended by whatever they thought you did.
Am I alone in the belief that this should result in some great stories in the long run?
No, you're not alone at all. I think Lucasfilm as well. I think in the world this may, you know, people are thinking, they're pondering. I think that this may lead to a lot of good stories after this is done. Also, I think that people will be you know, hopefully when we get through this, that everybody will be hungry to tell stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a nice, like, mixed blessing for...
Good morning, Sam.
I think there's going to be, like, a mixed blessing for films that were, like, mid-production. Obviously, it's, like, really, really hard to halt everything. There's a lot of people out of work that's, like, that are people who get paid day rates and things and, you know, don't necessarily have the stable jobs to rely on, that they can work from home in and stuff. But, and so that's like a huge negative impact, but there's like this potential positive impact of like those films that are in a position where things can start being kind of assembled and put together in parts, and you can kind of see where the gaps are. You can kind of see what's going. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of work being done from homes by editors and screenwriters and, you know, directors and you know, people who are reimagining ways to like punch up their movies or their scripts they're working on. So I guess, yeah, Mike, I don't know, maybe, because the big question is, you know, who's getting paid during this time?
Well, yeah.
If you're not getting paid, then, you know, you might be, if, you know, if you're hungry enough for it, you might be writing a great story to try and pitch later. But, you know, it's, you know, the writer's strike was when it, you know, was like a time when like a lot of bad stuff came out of people not working. So
I don't know. The beginning of season three of Lost is really my favorite six episodes of the whole series.
Is that after the writer's strike?
That was like during the writer's strike.
Oh, geez. What happened during those?
That's when they're in the cages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're treading water there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, some film editor who has a home setup just got the best and worst news of their life, which is your deadline is now indefinite.
Yeah,
so they can work on it forever, yeah. And they can work on it forever.
That's giving someone a piece of marble and saying, make the best thing you can make out of this.
Other Mandalorian.
So should we talk about?
Well,
I was going to say, yeah.
The other Mandalorian news was a rumor. Jamie Lee Curtis could be in season 2 of The Mandalorian, and I'm failing to think of something that added Jamie Lee Curtis that didn't work out. Especially just watching her Knives Out recently. She was so fantastic. There's times where you haven't seen an actor in a long period of time, and I know she's been in other films, but I just hadn't watched. I don't think I'd watched the most recent Halloween. But you're like, oh yeah, this is why you're still just fantastic.
Awesome. She's one of those, because
she doesn't seem to work that often. You know, she would have done Scream Queens, that show, recently, but she kind of chooses her roles carefully, it seems. And you're right. She's a person that you forget how great she is. And then you're like, oh, thank God she's in this.
Connected to Billy Lord in Scream Queens.
Yes.
Also, the fact she's also connected. You mentioned Knives Out. Noted film director, Star Wars director, and TV director.
It would make sense.
Of one-off episodes. I mean, do we think we get a Rian Johnson episode?
Wow.
Whatever she's cast in.
Oh, that'd be
Sam-o.
Great.
Phenomenal theory. I think.
I mean,
we're absolutely. Like, there's been a murder at the cantina, and this.
I'm sure there will be a gentleman. Reference. I mean, he loves his references.
It would be something weird. It would be a one-off that would, you know, be in, you know, an entire episode that takes place like in a cantina or like, you know, like something. There would be some angle to it.
Do we ever see who the mother behind the mask? Have we ever seen who she is?
In
The Mandalorian.
Oh. I know who the actress is, but yeah. But no, we haven't seen her like remove the mask on the show because Mandalorians don't remove their masks.
Well, some don't. I think perhaps maybe it's her. Maybe it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't think they'll recast the woman who's playing the role. I think people like her.
I don't, you know, they just, yeah.
But. And it would be weird to be like, they've done it in Star Wars. They've, you know, poor David Prowse, you know, they removed the helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say, Star Wars historically is. And we found out, what's his name, was not in the helmet.
Right, right. But I think Jamie Lee Curtis is great. I think Rosario Dawson is great. And there's one more rumored casting news.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard this.
Ooh. Michael Biehn.
Oh, that's right.
Of,
yeah.
Terminator and Aliens, you know, hoorah fame. Very, very much
the
in the world of of smugglers and, yeah. and bounty hunters. He, yeah. You know, he'd be a great counterpoint for Carl Weathers, I feel, at this point, you know? Like,
yep.
If you need someone to fire off screen and then turn around and grimace, Mick Bean's your man.
They should just invite basically anyone that was in any like late 80s, 90s action movie. Just get like Kurt Russell in those, like just get them all in the series.
But I think these casting rumors, if you know, if they prove to be true, you know, I do think these all show that some stars are, you know, putting faith in Disney Plus and specifically The Mandalorian. You know, it kind of confirms that it was a hit and that it, you know, made money, and they're expecting it to keep being a hit and making money.
I'm glad actors are finally taking Disney seriously. You know?
I think they got some faith
in their pocketbook, Sam.
I wonder how Dax is doing. Dex. Jet Dexter?
You think Dax
Shepard? I wonder how Dax Shepard is
like, Dax Shepard seems to be fine.
Dexter Jetster. Dexter Jetster.
I wonder how he's doing in the light of this. I hope he's doing to-go orders.
Also, just to jump back, Mike, you were talking about, you know, would you rather see a separate series? And I just want to say, in these dark times, how freaking great is it that we can speculate the idea of what if there was a second live-action Star Wars series? And how great would that be? And we
starring
can debate
Rosario
the merits,
Dawson.
And then we can debate the merits and the pros and cons of having Rosario Dawson co-star in our existing live-action Star Wars series or headline her own Star Wars series. I mean, that's what a beautiful
I
thing.
Mean, it's so surreal gifts. That we technically have three Star Wars series currently firm at Disney Plus and the potential for more. All of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there are three. Cassian Andor is happening. Obi-Wan is happening. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen to all these production delays, but those are still on the docket.
Yep.
And yes, that Sam, you are so right.
There you go, Sam. I said it once on the pod. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's Chris. You know, guys.
Actually,
like
Chris, I think you
like
said.
Chris always said that one time on the pod.
I think you actually said, like, Star Wars is just beginning. I mean, just to get your quote right.
I have to change
it. I think it was in our intro.
I have a poster of just inspirational things I've said. I have to change that.
Do you think before we do our Duel of the Fates part 4 that we'll do a clip episode where we all get locked in the freezer?
Oh, right. Yep. Hey, boy, remember that time? I got nothing past that.
We should get an intern.
Now is the time.
What's the legality on that?
Oh, that intern has to listen to every hour of this. What are we at now, Chris? 180 some odd episodes?
100 and I believe this is 127 when it'll come out.
Oh, I'm way off.
Mike having like, delusions.
I mean,
grandeur.
I think there's probably 5 or 6 outposts in there. So let's and then a couple updates. Let's cool it out 135.
Yeah, all right. So our intern has to listen to 135 hours of this pod to make sure they get every clip right. I think that's a worthy job.
If you want to be our
worst things, I put chairs together for a week as an intern once. I'm now being resentful toward this imaginary intern for not having it as hard as I did.
Hey, if you want to be the
meanwhile,
droid
I was in an
for,
office putting chairs together.
If you want to be the droid you're looking for, a Star Wars podcast intern, reach out to us, droidspot@gmail.com. At DroidsPod on Twitter.
We have no idea about the legality in terms of college credits.
We certainly
cannot pay you money.
And then when you ask us, you said intern, it's IN space TURN. Instagram at DroidsPod. Follow us on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, search the Droids You're Looking For podcast. Go to YouTube. Just kidding, Ryan.
Well, you can listen to the
You can listen to the pod on YouTube. So go to YouTube, search for the Droids You're Looking For podcast. We have them all on there if that's how you listen to things. I think I covered on rate. Well, like, review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Does Spotify do reviews? I think they do.
Real quick on the review thing, I'm doing these watercolors. I've done a whole watercolor series on Star Wars. I focus on a character or I do a scene. We're gonna figure out what did we decide, guys? Is it I'm doing a watercolor for somebody out there, and we'll maybe include our existing reviews, but like. What, every 10 reviews? Is that, what did we say? So
that sounds good.
every 10 reviews, I'll go through, we'll do a random drawing, we'll reach out to you from the pot, and then you can pick something I'll paint. Or yeah, is that what we said? I don't know. We talked about
it. That sounds good. It has
to be Star Wars related.
That sounds good. So here you go, folks. For every 10 reviews that we get, we will pick from those 10 reviews a random winner, or from all the reviews, we'll pick a random winner from the review pool, and you will receive a custom designed Star Wars. Was it watercolors? You doing watercolors?
Yeah, I do watercolors.
Watercolor print. Yeah. Made by Sam himself. Very talented. We'll put some pictures up.
Well, you can see them on our Instagram.
On our Instagram.
Well.
Yep. We got them on our Instagram at DroidsPod. So take a look at those. And if you want one of those, we're not guaranteeing those will be the ones you get, but you'll get one of those. So really send those reviews out.
You get a custom one.
You're going to
get a custom. Yeah.
You're
going to
get
a
new
one. I'm just
custom.
Saying.
It's not a
yeah.
print.
So
it's a
you
painting.
Say to Sam, yeah. I want yeah. Obi-Wan, and Sam yeah. paints you an Obi-Wan.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, you're not going to get the ones that are in the Instagram thing. Those are mine.
But you do have to talk to all four of us to figure out what you're getting and when now.
And maybe you'll get a custom coin.
I handle
too.
Shipping addresses, but Mike handles the zip codes. I don't like to touch zip codes.
Well, before we wrap up this pod, real quickly, guys, we do want to say sad news out of the Star Wars universe. Dialect coach and actor Andrew Jack, who was in The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, also the voice of Moloch in Solo, A Star Wars Story, passed away at 76 and due to coronavirus. And I think there was wide support out of the Star Wars community, just people voicing their sadness for the loss of this great actor and who contributed so much to Star Wars. So take a moment and just pass on our thoughts as well to his family and friends.
Yeah, it's very sad and, you know, obviously very sad times for a lot of people. So, you know, to his family and friends, to anyone suffering right now, you know, we're thinking of you. This is very difficult stuff.
I think to borrow a phrase, and I've always said it's something Star Wars fans have, the Force will be with us.
And that will do it for this week's edition of the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. We promise we're not pulling a Matt Damon. We'll be here next week. We will be doing part 4 of our breakdown of Duel of the Fates. The final conclusions, we talk about the third act of that film in our next episode. That will do it for this week of the Droids You're Looking For, a Star Wars podcast. What they throw?
Annie? All right, and now 1, 2, 3, we can make sounds.
No, wait, we just gotta go back. We gotta start this over.
Why?
Because I.
What do you mean, why?
No, Ryan. No, I think Ryan can do it. You can do that, right?
I snapped. Put that together. The snap point was still in there.
Just like over Mike's thing. The truth of the matter is that I actually can. It's fine.
No. All right, start it over. Start up. Chris. You can sing at any point.
It's true. Yeah. We're fine.
All right. So let's just do the noises and we'll go from there.
All right.
Yeah.
Sam?
No.
I was looking at my.
This has all got to go at the end.
All right. End slate. All right.
Yeah.